But hello everyone, you're listening to Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, Mariana's here. Thank you for the support. Bye. And you just heard X underscore X by Russian producer DJ Trippy Flame Boy. Quite the transition from Solar Power by Lord. But I think it's very appropriate. But you're in for a night of what I've been listening to lately, and a couple of things that I threw in from what I used to listen to. So I don't know. Let's see. I have to finish logging this song, but I'll go ahead and do that while I play the next one, which is actually one of my favorites from the night I saw Death Grips. I forgot to mention that last week. I actually did see Death Grips, and I'm not going to say the name of the song quite yet. I'll talk about it after this little three-song block. But this one had some of the best energy of the night, and it's off of the Powers That Be, so you know it goes crazy. And then after that, we have some Sea Space Cowboy and then some City Morgue. So I think we got some stuff in the similar vein, but we'll talk about it afterwards. Let me finish getting set up, and we'll talk about it afterwards. So Death Grips. Welcome back, y'all. So, y'all heard I Break Mirrors With My Face in the United States by Death Grips, which I mentioned was probably one of my favorite songs of that night, that concert at MGM Music Hall. Absolutely insane. I had general admission, so I was in there. Tiny bit of moshing, but not too much. Kind of wanted to enjoy myself for a little bit and just chill. And I made my way up to, like, almost the very front by the end, so I was proud of that. Started way in the back. But it was a good time. Went with my friend Harrison and Dan. Shout out to them. And the energy was crazy during I Break Mirrors My Face in the United States. And then after that, you heard And My Faded Reflection in Your Eyes by metalcore band See You Space Cowboy. I've been really digging them lately. And I guess I could have had the opportunity to go see them very recently. But they were only opening. They didn't have their own, like, headline sort of tour. And I wasn't familiar with the headlining act, Nothing Nowhere. But I did listen to their new song, what's it called? Rhythm and Rapture, featuring Nothing Nowhere, who was the act they were opening for. And it's a pretty good song, but yeah, I did not end up seeing them, unfortunately. However, I have seen City Morgue twice. And the past time I saw them with my friend Jesse, they previewed a song from My Bloody America, which this song, Haha Waco, is off of. But it wasn't this one. It was one called Skull and Bones 233 or something like that. It wasn't very good. Haha Waco is honestly one of the better ones. But yeah, honestly, I don't think it's the best album they could have gone off of. Like, gone out on, rather. Because it seems like this is going to be their last group project before splitting up and going into focusing more on their solo careers. You know, they've dropped solo stuff already, but it seems like they're gonna wrap it up after this round of touring. So that's that. And also, I wanted to do a bit with the Death Grips song. I was gonna play it, but I got too caught up in the madness of the transition with Mariana and trying to get set up on the computer here that I didn't play it. But I'm gonna play it anyway. So I think it would have been a funny bit. I would have introduced this song right here.
This shit ain't nothing to me, man. I'm a dog. I'm biting the fart bubbles in the bath. We smoking symbiotes. Smoking that Whoopi Goldberg South Egyptian fur burger deluxe mega million scratcher skunk bubba kush. We smoking dung beetle.
And then I would have been like, oh, wrong song, guys. That's on me. And then I would have switched it to I Break Mirrors My Face in the United States. Because I think that would have been funny. But explaining it after the fact is incredibly lame. And yeah, it is what it is. However, we have a nice little 3-song block after this with some Paul Elstak. We're getting into that old school happy hardcore. I need to listen to this album in its entirety. But I've only listened to 3 songs. But we have the Promised Land, Promised Radio Mix by DJ Paul Elstak, followed by Girls Capitalism by Triple S, some K-pop, and then pivoting over to some Brazilian funky with a, I don't even know if I can say this title. There's so many like acronyms, like, and there's also a curse word in Portuguese. I don't know if I can say it, but who's gonna call me out on it? So we have a song by MC Marshall. Ai caralho, que tanta loucura versus e hoje no, and then it's just like QG do GB. So I have no idea what that last part means. Not too well versed in these shorter contractions, acronyms. I don't even know. But yeah, this song's fun. It's nice and bouncy. But let's get into this Paul Elstak. This song, honestly, after I heard all this like old school happy hardcore, it reminded me of this one song from Mario Strikers Charged. Whenever you score a goal with Koopa, it kind of plays a song that's kind of like basically just like some old school happy hardcore melodies. It's kind of cool, and I wonder if they took some inspiration from guys like Paul Elstak and that whole scene from the Netherlands. Well, let's hear it. We got Promised Land by DJ Paul Elstak.
Let me take you to the promised land. You and I together we stand. Let me guide you to tomorrow. Let me free you from the sorrow. Let me take you to a place I know. Soul to soul, baby it shows. Let me free you from the sorrow. Let me guide you to tomorrow. Let me guide you to tomorrow. Let me free you from the sorrow. Let me take you to a place I know. Soul to soul, baby it shows. Let me free you from the sorrow. Let me guide you to tomorrow. Let me take you to the promised. Place I know, soul to soul, baby, it's shows. Let me free you from the sorrow. Let me guide you to tomorrow.
Do GB aqui, eu vou chorar, minha mãe não vai ver. Tô indo na intenção dele, quero dar minha shot e leite pra beber. Então vem me matar, tá? E já faz um tempo que eu quero te dar. Juro que eu não vou ficar de charme, vou fazer de tudo pra facilitar. Ai, caralho, que tanta loucura. Hoje o GB me fazendo de puta. Sabendo que a minha chota vai se apaixonar nessa pega da bunda. Sabendo que a minha chota vai se apaixonar nessa pega da bunda. Ai, caralho, que tanta loucura. GB me fazendo de puta. Sabendo que a minha chota vai se apaixonar. De quatro GB me atravessa. De quatro GB me atravessa. É o é hoje no QG do GB que eu vou chorar, minha mãe não vai ver. Pega, tô indo pô. Na intenção dele, quero pega, dar chato, ele te vai ver. Então vem me contratar, já pega, faz um tempo que eu quero te dar. Juro que pô. Eu vou ficar de chame, vou fazer pega, de tudo pô. Pra facilitar. Ai caralho, que tanta loucura, hoje pega, o GB pô. Me fazendo de puta. Sabendo que a minha chata vai se apaixonar nessa pega da bunda. Sabendo que a minha chata vai se apaixonar nessa pega da bunda. Ai caralho, que tanta loucura, hoje o GB me fazendo de puta. Chata, você apaixona nessa pega da bunda. Sabendo que a minha chata, você apaixona nessa pega da bunda. Caralho, que tanta loucura, hoje o GB me fazendo de puta. Me fazendo de puta, hoje o GB me fazendo de puta. Por cima de mim, de quatro GB me atravessa. Por cima de mim, de quatro GB me atravessa. Por cima de mim, de quatro GB me atravessa.
We're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Y'all heard them, especially you melisma people. Need to wear your earplugs at your concert so you don't lose your hearing prematurely. Honestly, like, you just need to invest, like, somewhere between 20, 30 bucks. You can honestly get some decent pairs out there. So it's definitely worth it. Honestly, like, yeah, not too much to say there. Get some earplugs for concerts. But what you just heard was The Promised Land by DJ Paul Elstak, followed by Girls Capitalism by Triple S, and then Ay Carayuki Tanta Locura, blah, 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 by MC Marsha. But yeah, I wanted to play the Koopa theme from Mario Sugar's Charizard so we can compare to Paul Elstak. Like, that's very similar, in my opinion. So that's pretty cool. And then I forgot to explain that for the supposedly funny Death Grips bit, the instrumental is from Beware by Death Grips, and then the audio is from that new Dracula Flow series of viral videos that are pretty funny. But anyway, I also want to talk about Girls Capitalism. Banger song. But I don't know where the capitalism comes into play in the song, because it's like a song about like self-love or whatever. But the thing is that the guy who runs their label, Modhouse, this guy Jaden Jong, who also used to be the creative director for Luna, he's definitely a capitalist. Like, he like sells like NFTs of like the photo cards of the girls. And then he has this like currency system called like Como or Cosmo, and then I forget how you get like that currency, but it's probably through like buying albums or whatever, or maybe you can just like buy them directly, but you can use them to like vote for certain things. Like, I know for Triple S, there's this series they did where they would release like demos for songs, and then fans could literally vote for like what songs they wanted to show up on the album. So it's pretty cool, but also like NFTs and like stuff like that. I don't know, it's just a little off-putting. But what else? They also voted for the other group, Artemis, which is like former Luna members. They got to vote where they got to do their photo shoot locations. So they ended up picking like Santorini, Greece. I think they're there like right now, or they just were. But anyway, if y'all saw my Instagram story, you probably were able to deduce that I'm going to bring back the limp pumpo, Mr. Dang and Rampa. But yeah, I'm going to play, what do we have here? The song titles are always so good. Hacking My Entire Town with Limp Pumpo and the Soulseek Chat Room. Banger, banger, banger. Y'all ever used Soulseek? I have. Very good for when you can't find stuff on streaming. But anyway, after that, let's see. I'm gonna go This is going to be like the SoundCloud, Bandcamp, YouTube kind of block. After that, I think we're going to play Ramos Supreme and Sunset Regime, Crowd Control, Slipmat Remix. And then after that, I'll probably play some Leroy, a.k.a. Concern, a.k.a. Jane Remover, New Jersey's Pride, and Joy. I think they're releasing, or she's releasing an album soon under her name, Jane Remover. And then this was just this year, Her Head Is So Rolling, Postmortem Mix. It's off of her last installment in like the sort of mashup series of albums she did. So she had three albums called Daria Core, and then this one was called Grave Robbing, since she kind of revived it. But yeah, this is a banger. Super, super great mashup, and we'll talk about it, because one of my favorite songs is mashed up on this one. But yeah, let's get into this Limpumpo. I've been talking for too much.
Wouldn't Limpumpo be popular?
Can you handle this?
please stay in touch. You got my number.
Wow, that's that real music right there. So, to recap, we heard Hacking My Entire Town with Limp Pumpo in the Soul Sick Chat Room by Limp Pumpo, followed by Crowd Control, DJ Slipmat Remix by Ramo Supreme and Sunset Regime, and then lastly, what you just heard was Her Head Is So Rolling, Postmortem Mix by Leroy, aka Concern, aka Jane Remover. Give her a listen, she's very, very talented, and from New Jersey. Shout out. So, let's see. What did I want to say? Yes. That song, as you could probably tell, I mean, obviously, mashed up, what's it called? Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. But the song I wanted to talk about was Up by Kepler. Absolute banger, summer anthem. One of my favorite K-pop songs from last year. Like, they also dropped a new project, which I have yet to listen to, but I'm very excited because I heard the highlight medley, and every song sounds good. It might be their most solid project yet, so I've got to give it a listen soon. But to move on, we have some city pop lined up. We have Brand New Day by Hitomi Toyama, which I discovered because Aloe Island Posse sampled it on their song Raceway Park, which turns it into more of a upbeat banger. You know how Future Funk is. You know the vibes. But then after, we have Penelope Freestyle by Baby Father, which is a Dean Blunt's side project. I've honestly yet to get into either. But I know this song. This song's pretty good. And then we have some August Fortnite 2008 featuring Stiffy, Palito de la Selva, some Argentinian rap. I played both of them last show, but we didn't get those like tags that they put everywhere on this project. Plug Park, highly recommend for that swag filled music. But yeah, let's get into it. Brand New Day by Hitomi Toyama, first up.
Kitsu da la, eno. London girls, my South London girls, you done know. Say again. Yo. Yeah, I was like Penelope. I was like, oh, my suave things.
Tiene esta canción.
Hello everyone. So y'all heard Banner Day by Hitomi Toyama, followed by Penelope Freestyle by Baby Father, And then you just heard Palito de la Selva by Aguas Fortnite 2008 featuring Estefi. They're the future, low-key. The youth is all right. But, yeah. Up next, I think I'm going to close out the show with Drop It by the late Gabber producer Three Steps Ahead. Apparently, this is a classic Gabber song. Apparently, they play this at the Thunderdome festivals a lot. This is really a staple. I need to catch up on my Gabber history, honestly, because I've been on a Gabber kick lately, getting back into it. And I know, like, a bunch of different songs from a bunch of different artists, but I've yet to dive into a few different artists. So, like, I know the sound, but and to get more into the artist specifically. But yeah, this song is almost 5 minutes long, so I'll talk for a little bit more and then we'll close it out. Yeah. But this has been Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you very much for listening. And I think once people start or finish up the training, I think I'll hop on someone else's show or they'll hop on mine. So be on the lookout for some collabs in the future. Thank you and good night.
Ah, oh, Jesus. I wish you could see this. Lights coming up. I've never seen a painting that captures the beauty of the ocean in a moment like this. I'm gonna make you rich, Bud Fox. Yeah, rich enough you can afford a girl like Darian. This is your wake-up call, pal. Go to work.
Drop it. We'll be right back. drop it.